A little bit about yourself.
As far as background goes, I have a bachelor's degree with a double major in psychology and criminal law. I also have my associate's degree in nursing, and I'm currently working on my bachelor's degree in nursing. And I'm a registered nurse at Quincy Blessing Hospital. I work on the intermediate critical care floor. I have two children, one 15 and in high school here in Keokuk, and a 7-year-old in second grade as well. I enjoy spending time with my family. I really into the school system, as far as I would like to see changes made, like in maybe the curriculums, and I'm really want to do something, make a difference in as far as anti-bullying. I don't want to get some better programs set for that.
Well, when it comes to your running, you kind of mentioned it, you're running because you want to see some changes. Looking at curriculum, what are you looking at there? What are some areas that you think need to be addressed?
As far as curriculum, I do think that there should be more education taught just about labor history in itself, and like people should know, you know, more of the, just about the labor history in itself, as far as where, you know, how it came about, you know, what happened, you know, the importance of it. And I think by having that involved with everything else, I think it gives them a well-rounded, you know, opportunity for just knowing, like, the reality of factories and, you know, workers, the hard workers, you know, in that sense. Make them aware of, like, what is collective bargaining, what is, you know, because it seems like they don't get that terminology unless they take a business course later on in college, and I think it's very important to be able to understand what all that means.
Kind of like an elective, like you have, I don't even know if they still do home ec and stuff, but yes. Like kind of an elective in that regard.
Yes. I think it should be, you know, kind of taught, you know, even with, you know, history, because it is a part of history, you know. But, yeah.
And then you also mentioned anti-bullying efforts. Why is that something that you want to get involved in if you're elected to the board?
That actually kind of hits me at home pretty well. I see it going on a lot at the school. I've heard people talk about it a lot. My daughter was affected by it to the point to where last year, like within the last couple weeks of school, she would skip certain periods of classes just to avoid people from picking on her. So I actually sat in class with her every day for the last 2 weeks of school, and she wanted me to be there. So, you know, it's definitely an issue that needs to be addressed, I feel.
And I know, were you involved in a lawsuit last year?
Yes.
Or maybe earlier this year?
It was last year. It was her eighth grade year, so, and she's in 10th grade now. It was very, you know, heart-wrenching, you know, to see your child go through something like that. And like I said, that wasn't about, you know, money. It wasn't about, it was about making a point that, you know, we need to take our kids seriously. If they have a problem, you know, we need to address it right away. You know, it wasn't even about, like I said, I mean, we got enough to pay her medical expenses and that was it. So there was no, you know, had nothing to do with.
In terms of looking at the district as a whole, what do you see as the biggest challenge facing the Keokuk School District?
The biggest challenge, I would say right now is just getting everybody on board. I mean, everybody wanting the same thing. I think we need to work on communication skills with everybody, you know, as far as like anywhere from like kids leaving for lunches to, you know, to study periods to the, you know, the time period that teachers need to prepare for classes. You know, I think they're, like I said, I think there just needs to be several, you know, challenges, and I think there's several challenges there to be addressed. I would like to see them get, like I said, a better curriculum of education, to where they can actually take more college classes, maybe, you know, with school as well, or, you know, get them better prepared for college. I know a lot of the kids, I mean, they struggle even with spelling, you know, some of the words and, you know, that kind of thing. So,
in term, I know one of the big issues for the district is open enrolling. A lot more students are leaving Keokuk to go to a neighboring school than they are coming from neighboring schools to Keokuk. How as a board member do you work to reverse that?
That I think we need to start listening to our kids and our parents. You know, get to the bottom of why they're wanting to do this. I understand. I've heard from people, you know, a lot of it had to deal with bullying, and I know a lot of the kids don't like going there. They fear certain, you know, certain kids and certain, and that they're just feared that nothing's going to be done. And, you know, like my daughter's situation, she didn't feel protected. So, I mean, she wanted to try to go to a different school. She's still here. Like I told her, you know, I was very supportive and went to school with her the last 2 weeks. So I said, if this is where you want to continue to be, you know, I would definitely be supportive. But I think we need to, like I said, get to the bottom of why and what we can do to change that and make this school more of a welcoming, you know, safe place for these kids to want to go.
Are there any anti-bullying programs, specific ones, that you would push for, or more of just a general, I guess you could say, climate improvement? Or is there like a specific that you've heard of that you would want to see?
Not specifically. I think just general as a whole. Like I think as far as environment, like I think there should be more hall monitors. You know, maybe some more help as far as teachers, you know, have walk the halls, or, you know, and if they see something, actually, you know, stop it right then and there instead of, you know, not recognizing the issue. And like I said, I think we should involve parents there, you know, and let them, you know, give advice. I know there's a couple of parents that would like to get involved with some type of anti-bullying program, which I would like to get with them and find out, you know, what it is they'd like to be done, you know, what, and kind of get all on board as far as that goes.
Are there any other issues that really stand out for you? Any other topics that I haven't thought to ask about?
I guess I just want the kids to be more ready for college, you know, if that's their choice, or, you know, but like I said, I'd also like them to be able to learn more about labor history and that kind of thing for those that do go into the factory world, you know, to understand what it is actually about. As far as administration and teachers, I think we have great teachers. I think we need to learn to appreciate them more, too, for what they are doing. And as far as budgets go, we need to, I really would like to address budgets for the teachers as well as, like, I've heard some of the teachers have said that they've taken money from their own monies to pay for certain school-like projects or school, you know, school activities or such thing as that. And I think we need, you know, they shouldn't be using their money for that. We need to have a budget for them to be able to provide, you know, the, you know, what they need to teach in the school budget, not out of their pocket. So I think we really need to address that. And I mean, we got to help our teachers. They're, you know, helping our future, you know, our future kids. That's going to be, you know, taking care of, you know, us, so to speak, when we get older, you know. So I think we really need to address, you know, be able to give the teachers what they need to be able to, perform.
And then I wanted to check on one other thing, and I've heard there's, and I can't remember where I heard it from, about your residency.
Yes.
Is that an issue? Like, they said that you live in Hamilton, but you're running in Keokuk.
No. Okay, that needs to be cleared up. I do have a home in Hamilton. My residency is in Iowa. I pay my taxes in Iowa. So, as far as, you know, my residency goes, yeah, I am an Iowa resident.